Congratulations.
You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz, also known as Maysoon. Did you check your recorder?
Listen to me, Maysoon.
Kate, Mercury's you gotta always make sure you're recording when we're recording.
Look. Oh. We've only been doing this for 9 years, and so we need to always know.
Do you see the numbers moving?
Wait, I need have to know we sure. haven't been doing it. It's been 8 years. Yes, I'm for okay. sure I'm recording it.
Okay. I'm going to double check my Maysoon, one more time.
It's only been 8 years. Yeah. It'll be 9 years in June, and then the following June will be 10 years.
Okay, so we
we've been misrepresenting that to the listeners.
We have a few more years to go.
Maysoon, we are really struggling today. We had to get you into our email account because I couldn't find my headphones.
Yeah.
Because today's show is going to be
me reading all of the spam mail to all of our listeners.
Yeah, Maysoon's finally getting a hold of our spam issues. And sure enough, Maysoon, I'm in bed. I can't be bothered with any of this bullshit. Mercury goes out of retrograde on the 14th, but as we all know, the shadow just goes on and on.
Why
and on.
Is Mercury in retrograde so much? Is it always? Is it like every? It feels like it's been every month this past year. Is that true?
Okay, you always say that, but it's not. It's only for like, I don't know, 3 or so weeks, like.
A year?
Three or four times a year.
Yeah, it feels like a lot. It's yeah. always been like that? It's or is kind it, of is like, it like a ramping weird... up? Or is it basically like, has it always been like that where Mercury goes into retrograde 3 times a year? Or is it like ramping up so that eventually Mercury will be in
you
retrograde
forever?
You think it's
going to go more and then we're always? No.
What
no,
happens
no.
if Mercury is always in retrograde? Do we start going backwards in time?
We just have to stop. Oh, we have God. To stop. Yeah. We have to slow down our society.
What do you think Pluto's going to do for us? Pluto's all about big change. Is Pluto change. Doing anything? I'm kind of excited.
We have a Scorpio eclipse on the 5th.
Yeah, the full moon's coming up. That's right.
I got to say, I'm as a Scorpio rising person, I'm excited for it. You know, my south node is also in Scorpio, so I'm supposed to be moving away from my mysterious and vengeful side.
I don't think it'd be as vengeful. Are you vengeful?
North node.
Kate, are you vengeful?
Yes, I'm extremely vengeful. I'm mysterious and cool and venomous and brooding.
Okay. Okay, so then what happens? So? I don't think so, but that's okay.
How do you see me, Maysoon? That's what's really important.
I don't see you as necessarily mysterious and vengeful.
You don't think I'm mysterious?
No, man. It's Why? Okay. You put everything out there, Kate.
I sure don't. I'm full of secrets and mysteries.
I'm sure you're full of secrets, but...
mysteries. Secrets are mysteries.
No, secrets are just secrets.
Fine. I want to say a huge thank you to our cool and mysterious sustaining donors, Jim Prosser and Anonymous.
Is he a Scorpio?
And I would very much... I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't know. Jim Prosser, reach out.
Jim
what
Prosser,
are your signs?
Tell us all of your signs.
Give us your whole birth
Send
chart.
Send us your chart. We need to start really getting into it.
I'm really surrounded by cats right now in a way that's almost unnerving.
What do they call that in pagan times when you're surrounded? You're like in like a circle of like healing or energetic.
Pagan times?
Energetic,
when were pagan times?
Energetic like stones.
Oh my God, a henge?
A henge. You're like in cat henge.
I'm
like
in
that
cat
fucking
henge,
installation
which they
at
just
Patricia's
put up
Green.
Out there in Hayes Valley. Thank
Don't
you
go
to the
see
San
it.
Francisco
well, go
Arts
see
Commission.
It if you want to see something really fucking kind of hysterical.
It's insane.
Have you seen it?
Yes.
Did you love it?
I haven't
it?
Seen it at nighttime.
Did you
I
go
saw
inside
it in the
daytime, and
so
hear all the
go
cats
night
purring?
Night.
Did it calm you?
They it's purr? Kind of,
they purr. The
okay,
cats
wait. We
got
to clear this up for the listeners. Listeners, there's a new public art installation over there in Hayes Valley. Thank
it's
you
a
so
temporary
much for the
public
taxpayer
art
money. Thank you to the taxpayers.
I don't know if it's...
Even if it was privately funded, the taxpayers had to pay for the PR that went out about it. Right?
I don't... Probably. Yes. I can't answer. Yeah.
So there's a circle of giant, what, fiberglass
They're
cats
like,
that
They
kind of
look like big
night?
Plastic cats, basically.
They look like vibrators.
Ooh.
They look like sex toys.
Too bad they're not
so, like,
pink.
Aerodynamic and hydrodynamic.
Yeah. And they light
and
up.
And they light up.
And you have
and
to
do
walk
they purr?
Into the middle of the circle, the cat henge. And there's a recorded sound, like some kind of generated cat sound. Cats sounds.
Purring, you're telling me?
Purring.
This is mad.
It's kind of a little bit like a little, is it ASMR? Or it's more like, what's they call that? What do they call that? Those like different sounds and beats and binaural rhythms beat. That are like, yeah, like that. They're like your bio.
Oh, like a white noise? Gray
not
noise,
white noise, but they noise. Kind of really, they're just, they're there to a relax sleep you. Sleep machine. Basically okay. A sleep machine of purring. It's quite... I like the sound piece.
Oh, God.
So I think if
I don't
anything,
think public art should include sound elements ever.
I do, for sure, 100%.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's sonic warfare and it's wrong.
No, it's not that loud and it's you know, activated Maysoon, if you're in the middle
we
of the
have
space.
Eyelids,
you have to go there.
Maysoon. We have eyelids. Why do we not have ear lids?
Well, because maybe it's not as dangerous for that shit to get. I don't know. I feel like things have to go pretty far in your ear to really damage your ears.
Well, we need to close our eyes to sleep.
Oh, you're talking about you want to close your ears to sleep? Or for
I'm
any
I'm going to close my ears to avoid all this goddamn sound art. Okay, Maysoon, here's the real truth.
Kate hates if sound listeners- art. You guys, listen, if you are, you know, a sound artist and you want us to come to a show, just reach out to me specifically via Congratulations Pine Tree. Don't even bother with Kate because she's going to talk so much smack about it. It's going to be terrible.
I'll go.
You won't go.
Once
don't
I get
go
because
I don't want you to feel upset
earlids.
About it. Last time I went with you to a sound piece, we sat in the way back and we left early.
Okay, well, you hated it too, though.
I know, no, we don't have to talk about the specifics. We're just talking about the very basics.
Okay. Well, just know that you hate it.
I do know.
Listeners, if you want
to
give us
I just
a call,
to
go
blame
ahead.
You,
call
though.
For. Okay, blame me okay, once thanks. Again. I'm just a lightning rod for all the world's violence.
No,
give
oh
us a call, 419-351-6606. You can tweet us. I am at Pine Tree Podcast.
Wait, is that what
and
it is?
You can.
I am at Pine Tree Cat Podcast.
No. It's just at Pine Tree Podcast. You Maysoon.
I just wanted
to get with it.
I needed you to clarify for the listeners.
Can you what believe we're still on Twitter on? After all that? That website is in disarray.
Should we leave Twitter? It's pretty fucking shit.
No, I don't want to. Who gives a shit? Elon's going to leave soon. Hopefully he'll
he's
be
gonna
a
shoot. Space probably
god yes please shoot yourself into the sun Elon okay and then you can also email us we finally got all that spam out of there so email us congratulationspietry@gmail.com Maysoon I had something I wanted to talk about
what were we talking about did I interrupt you
oh my god okay well hey that pyramid scheme show is still going on
oh my
at
god.
Bass
it's
and Reiner
so good.
Reiner. And I want to say a few things.
Did you go last
I
week?
I am very... Yeah, I've been there every fucking week.
Why have you gone every week?
I keep putting more shit in the show because people are sending me their shit to put in.
And they're like, can you put this in? Okay, got it.
Yeah. If anybody needs their shit put in the show, I'll come and put it up for you.
I'm very efficient. I kind of think you could just put your shit in the show. Like, I don't even know if you need to be invited at this
oh,
point.
Oh, there's no way Chris can keep track of
Chris
all these
motherfuckers.
Chris
can't keep track. And he'd be the first person to tell you that they don't have as many, you know, people. Not everyone's coming through anyhow. So there's plenty of room for extra people here and there.
I'm interested in, there have been a few different artists I've seen questioning how equitable this way of populating a show is.
Okay.
In terms of racial diversity and aspects of representation. I would be interested, I don't know if Chris is going to do this, but I'd definitely be interested in seeing kind of all the breakdown
like
of who's in the fucking show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you
I
know
kind
what?
Of feel
Chris
just
is
from
looking
my own
for someone... Chris is looking for someone who wants to take the spreadsheet of information and make something out of that. So if you are someone who loves fucking data and you want to make, like, you want to just blast off with it, get in touch with Chris.
Blast off with the data.
Over there at the gallery. He's ready for someone to take it on and make something interesting, informative. Who
from
knows
my,
what?
Yeah, God, make a chart. From my own anecdotal evidence
chart,
of being
please.
There a bunch of times during installs, I do think that there are... a lot of artists of color in the show, but I don't know what the proportions are. You know what I'm saying? It's also heavily little white art school kids.
Yeah.
Small in stature.
Little teeny white art school kids?
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of white art school kids bringing in their freaky shit, their mannequins and their sacks of blood.
Oh, God.
You know, SFAI is gone, Maysoon.
I know, no
but
more sacks of blood.
The SFAI spirit lives on.
Are you sure? Well, no.
We don't need art schools to have art school children. The spirit is eternal.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Even though I don't like sacks of blood or bottle, I just can't do the bodily fluids.
You love sacks of blood. We all love sacks of blood.
I can't. I really can't.
Okay, Mason, you got a couple shows you want to shout out?
Oh, yeah. We got some emails this past couple. I just made some noise. Don't worry, Kate.
I want to say I apologize. I believe my dog is snoring right near me somewhere.
Your dog is named Wally. Listeners, you should memorize his name. Do you hear him? He's the cutest little guy.
I don't know where he is, but
I can't hear him. I cannot hear him.
Mason, I had something else to tell you.
Okay, well, while you're thinking about that, I'm going to tell everyone about, very exciting, this is, we got an email from a listener and a follower and a friend and an artist, Sun Park. Sun Park just graduated or just finished their MFA or just launched, just opened their MFA show.
Wow, holy mackerel.
At SF State University. The show
go
is...
Go Spartans.
Spartan the show
Gators.
Is called Other
no,
Structures.
No, Gators.
Listen.
Go Gators.
The show is called Other Structures, and the email reads, Dear Kate and Maysoon, hi, this is Sun. Oh my God, I can't believe the time has come for me to write to the Bay Area's number one art and culture podcast. I want to invite you and your beloved listeners to San Francisco State University's MFA thesis show, Other Structures, featuring MFA candidates Mel Nothern, Sun Park, Leonard Reitelbach, Philippa Renshaw, Safanasab, Giovanni Soto, and Owen Takabayashi.
Welcome to my constant struggle of reading names.
There will be a catalog available with essays by Dion Lee. And the catalog, my friends, is gorgeous. It's very well designed. The artists all have beautiful spreads, multiple spreads, beautiful large color
Mason,
photographs.
What are the dates?
I'm very
Tell
proud
me the
of this,
dates
in,
now
of this
before
catalog.
I explode.
The opening is Friday, April. The opening already happened, but the show is on view until May 18th.
Holy shit. Okay, run. Don't walk
run,
over
don't
to
walk. Hours
SF
to the gallery
State.
Are Tuesdays through Fridays from noon to 4, but the gallery will also be open on one special Saturday, May 13th from noon to 4. And on May 13th, there will also be an open studio event where you can meet not only the graduating grads, but also the first and second year grads, whom we all love. So go on the 13th, everyone. That's the time. Go see the show. Run around, say hi to all the grads. Give them high fives. Tell them they did a great job.
Mason, we're going to that.
Yeah, go to that.
It's the third. Did you say the 13th?
The 13th. I think I'm in town.
Mason, you're going with me or I'm mad at you forever.
No, you can't do that. Wait, are you going to have a car? We need to borrow a car.
I'll get a fucking car. But, you know, we can just take Muni. It's not that bad of a Muni ride.
Okay, I could try Muni. I could try Muni once in my life.
And, Maysoon, another thing you have to understand about SF State is there is a secret bagel shop in the history building.
Is it open on the weekends? Probably not.
Probably not.
See, that's what I'm talking about. What a bummer. Oh, you know what?
Maysoon,
there is
another
a quickly,
weird thing.
There's a quickly at SF State. Did you know that? Right outside the student union.
Oh, what the fuck?
No.
Maysoon, another thing you have to understand that I didn't understand about SF State is like the main library doesn't have books.
No, I don't like hearing that. I'm so sad by that. What do you mean?
You have to reserve them and then they get them, but there's not just stacks of books. Am I wrong about this, people?
You have to be. Please, Sun, can you let us know if Kate's wrong about that? That seems really impossible.
I taught there last semester and I'd go to the library and be like, where the fuck are the books?
Where the fuck are the books?
And then last week I gave 3 back-to-back talks at University of San Francisco, the Jesuit school up there on the hill.
Did you convert? What does it mean, Jesuit?
I thought about converting, but the cathedral was closed.
Thank God.
St. Ignatius.
Thank Jesus?
You know, St. Ignatius, Maysoon, was the founder of the Jesuits, apparently. Mm. And
I really
the
could care less.
Mascot of USF is the Doms.
Wait, can you tell me more about what it means, what a Jesuit is? Like, what is the that Doms. Compared to all the other things?
Well, there's Jesuits and there's Franciscans. And
who are they? What do they believe?
They're different little groupings of Catholics.
I know, of Catholics, not Christians.
Oh, they're all Catholics. Catholics. Okay. They love the Pope. Hmm. They wear the outfits. I mean, that's the main things, I guess.
Okay.
The Catholics go way back. And then you had little guy Martin Luther go out, write all his theses, stabbed them into everybody's door. And then you had the Protestant Reformation or whatever. And they were like, we don't want to be paying all this damn money to the church. Why don't you go get us some Gutenberg Bibles and we can do our own thing?
And Jimbo's literally scooping the litter box right now.
What's that now?
Jimbo's literally scooping the litter box right now.
Oh, no.
Jimbo, don't do that. Don't do that.
Look here, Mason. All I'm saying is I went to the USF library and they had tons of books, but I don't think they're organizing them by the Dewey Decimal System.
Oh, my goodness. See, these Jesuits, they just think they can do whatever they want.
Nah, I think we are all going to move on from the Dewey Decimal System. I think it's racist.
What's the new system?
I think there's a lot of biases baked into the Dewey Decimal System that we're all trying to get a hold of and really sort it out.
You
know what?
I need you to follow that up when you say something like that. I need more information. Can you look it up and tell me what you're talking about?
Right now, I'm in bed. Can't you just assume that if something is like really old and named after a white guy, it's probably racist?
I mean, I'm sure you're right in some way, but I want to have a clear understanding of why. I can't just be like, okay, I just can't. I don't know. I'm one of those people. I want more information. Mason,
you're making me flip over onto my belly for this, so I hope you're happy.
This is probably good for you. This is all the exercise you're going to get today, so just get real
excited.
Oh,
and I can't hear you because I have to use my phone to look up why the Dewey Decimal System is racist. So please just hang on. Why don't you do another show announcement while I'm doing this?
Because now I'm looking up this shit. It's organized by topic, general works, philosophy and psychology, religion and mythology, social science, language. Well, I was just, there's 10 classifications, apparently. 0, 1, 2, 3.
Of the Dewey Decimal System?
Yeah.
Oh, that's all I got right now. While you're looking it up,
I'm going to go back to our email.
Oh, yeah.
Get back to SF State University because they're the best. Jack Fisher has a show. And moving right along. We got, let's see, here we have an Artadia, an email from Bay Area Artadia.
Ooh, get
they
in there, people.
They have an application
it's free to apply.
Open right now, May 1st to it's June free. 1st, except they're accepting applications free. For the 2023 San Francisco Bay Area Awards from all visual free. Artists who have lived and worked for a minimum of 2 years in basically the Bay Area.
Hey, Maysoon.
Yes?
I'm calling it.
You're calling what?
I'm calling it right now.
What are you calling?
I know who's going to win.
Well, Sadie Barnett.
Right?
We know that one already. Is it just one person?
Has Sadie not won it before?
I don't know. That's our guess for the
I'm going
to
say this is who I'm
going
to say is going to win it. I'm going to say Sadie Barnett, Marcel Pardo Arisa, maybe Sandra Ibarra has been ascending. And let's pick one more. And every listener has to send us $50 for each one we get right. Hisu Kwan, you think?
Yeah. Putting that out there.
I'm just like, who else is in the Bay Area these days?
Kate, don't be an asshole.
Did Dana Hemingway ever get it?
Oh, Dana's a good one.
Dana could get it.
Okay, so.
Can Kathy Lou still apply?
Oh, okay. Kathy Lou can still apply.
Any of the Sika people.
Kathy's home address is the Bay Area, and therefore I feel like Kathy's a Bay Area artist and resident, period.
Kathy, you're still in the mix.
Kathy, apply for all the shit.
Get it in there.
Get it in there. This is the 24th San Francisco. Wait, no, I don't want to read that. I wanted to tell you this. Of the finalists, the jurors will designate three artists to receive awards of $15,000 each. So we got three people.
15 grand this time.
15 grand. Get it. Are you going to apply, Kate?
I always apply. It's free to apply.
Good. Shouldn't it always be free to apply? Do you have to pay to apply for some of these awards?
Fuck yeah.
Okay. The application deadline, my friends, is June 1st at 11:59 p.m.
Oh, you got plenty of time.
That's 1 minute before midnight. Don't be late. Start now. You have almost a full month to get it together.
Wow.
Try your very hardest.
Well, don't.
Best of luck.
I mean, don't put too much pressure.
No, I just said start now.
And if you miss it, it's okay. We still love you.
Even if we definitely still love you.
You're perfect. You don't have to do anything. You're worthy of love just as you are.
That is all true. Jack Fisher has another show out. And then we've got 500 Cap Street. Ooh, AAPI Dance Film Festival. Did this already happen? Shit. let me hold on. Oh, no, it's coming up. Great. 2023 Collections and Archive Fellowship open call at 500 Cat Street.
Damn, my dog is snoring like a bastard.
All right. Go, Wally. Do it. He wants to be in a little conversation with us, and I'm cool with that.
There's
going to
be so much sound interference.
500 Cap Street in San Francisco is pleased to announce the inaugural open call for two Collection and Archive Fellowships. Didn't we already talk about this?
What is that?
Collection Archive Fellowships for 2023 to 2024. That's a one-year program. The year-long fellowship program will begin in June 23rd. Blah, blah, blah. These fellowships are made possible. Okay, blah, blah, blah. Applications close May 19th, 2023. Hold, please. Sorry. You're the one who started that shit. Okay, here. The Collection Archive Fellowship will provide emerging scholars and practicing artists the new opportunity...
No.
To grow creatively and professionally. What do you mean no? Because it's not for artists? Artists?
Do they pay?
Read more here. Why? They should put the money up front. Why are you making me go through all this shit to tell me how much it's going to cost or be paid? Okay. Upon first glance, I see no... Okay. Pay rate up to $14,000. The schedule is part-time, 10 to 12 hours per week.
Mason, you made me flip over on my belly to tell you why the Dewey Decimal System is racist, and I never even got to tell you about it.
Did you find out?
Yes.
Oh, good. So let's go back to that. Readers, I mean, okay, readers, hang listeners, on, though, we're going back and forth
here. When I'm looking at my
here.
Phone, I can't hear you. Just so keep... can you just real quick listen for a sec?
Okay. She's just stopped talking. Is that what you're telling me? Just
okay,
shut the fuck
well,
up.
Just for a sec.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, here's the deal. Okay, the guy of Dewey Decimal System, people, even in his time, people were disgusted with his anti-Semitism. He owned a social club that excluded Jews, many of which were even his colleagues. Eventually, he was expelled from public life because Jesus. Of his prejudices. Even in his time, people thought he was a racist piece of shit.
That's pretty bad.
Okay, wait, hang on. But it's not just about him as a person. There's also a lot of biases in the Dewey Decimal System. It was invented in 1873 when he was 21 years old. This is just one example of how it's fucked up. In the Dewey Decimal System, in the religion section, the 200s encompass all religion. Six of the 10 subjects in the 200s are explicitly for Christianity related subjects. Three of those remaining are either explicitly or implicitly Judeo-Christian. Finally, at the bottom of the heap in the 290s, that covers all other religions besides Christianity. Okay, it's stuff like that.
Okay, I got it. Thank you.
Okay, so do you believe it that he was a piece of shit?
Well, yeah.
And that it's all a piece
of shit?
It
sounds like he was absolutely a piece of shit, for sure.
Yeah. And that's why they're trying to come up with new classification systems, because... Yeah.
Can we, like, expand to, like, 200 section to, like,
whoa,
be 201, 202, okay. 203, 204, instead of 210, 220, 230? We can expand it so there's much more space for everyone.
Well, whatever they're using at USF, it's not even numbered. It's it's letter-based.
It's just alphabetical.
I don't know what this...
It's, like,
I don't,
fiction.
Well, no, it's not alphabetical because it's still chunked up into categories, but I wasn't clear on what the fuck the categories were. But to be fair, I was just, you know, a Dewey Decimal System, whatever fucking system. Just pop me on the damn computer so I can see where the fuck I need to go to find my book. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to, like, memorize the entire classification system, right? I'm just going to be like, okay, 273.9.
I guess that's true.
AJ.
I definitely don't have the Dewey Decimal System, like, memorized. I don't know that arts was
700. 700s, baby, that's us.
You know 700s. See, I don't even know
700s,
that.
700s, baby.
I don't know shit.
Okay. I love that we said that.
So, okay, great.
I'll put a link to this article about the Dewey Decimal System.
Make sure it's a good article. Who wrote it? Tell me.
Oh, my God. Why are you defending Dewey Decimal, man?
No, it's fine. Go ahead. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Maysoon, I had something else I wanted to tell you about. Something
I'm
that went on.
I'm not done telling you about
sure
500 Cap Street,
remember.
So just keep it together while I'm keep going here.
Oh, you're still talking
yeah,
about
so
that?
Yeah, so also at Cap Street, there's God. SF Bay Area AAPI Dance Film Festival.
Oh, great.
May 14th, 2023. It looks like it actually takes place at Capua Gardens in San Francisco. And this is curated by Melanie Elvenia of APICC and Megan Lowe of Megan Lowe Dances. Screenings include dance films by Leonora Lee Dance, Aluya Panis, Seme Dizon, Yayoi Kambara, and culminates in the world premiere screening of Home Instead, a site-specific dance work by 500 Cap Street 2022 performing artist residents Megan Lowe and Johnny Nguyen. So May 14th, I'm going to that.
Okay, Maysoon, we just heard recently that art, what's it called? Pro Arts over there that was in downtown Oakland and announced they were leaving their space right near City Hall is now taking up a space in a workshare place called it wasn't the Omni Commons, was it?
Yeah.
No.
Wait.
Well, it was?
No, I don't know. I mean, Omni Commons is a thing.
Okay, hang on, Mason. You need a second. You don't have a laptop again, so or a fucking iPad. Just make or another show else. Announcement or something.
All right, come to us at the Montalvo Arts Center. We have this really violin virtuosos, hip hop, rock and roll. I don't know what's going on over there at Montalvo, but this says get ready for an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind, high-energy violin extravaganza on Friday, May 12th at 7:30 as the incredible B-Twins take the stage of our indoor Carriage House Theater. Pronounced B-Twins, this duo charismatic twin brothers from Brazil combines a plethora of genres into an extraordinary feel-good performance as equal parts concert, dance party, jam session, and vacation for the soul.
Vacation for the soul. Fuck yeah, Maysoon. All right,
guys. So that's some kind of violin virtuoso shit happening at Montalvo on Friday, May 12th, 7:30.
Oh my God, I went to Montalvo for Earth Day.
Oh, that's sweet.
I haven't been there in years and years.
I haven't been there in years and years and years and years either.
And let me tell you, they had some pretty good snacks.
Did you go for you? Sounds like you went for an event.
I did indeed. It was like an Earth Day thing.
Did you go with some children?
Different art things. And the main thing I have to say about it is there was some pretty decent snacks.
Listeners, if you are running art spaces and you want Kate Rhodes to show up, just get the snacks in order.
No, you got to give me a ride. People, you got to be sending the shuttle out. Why do we not have a fucking shuttle? Let's get it going. Somebody write a grant for that.
Like an art shuttle?
Yes.
Like a nice it pick big you up at MacArthur. Electric shuttle. Can we do like a MacArthur pickup? And then we can do like a 16th Street pickup.
Sure.
Or maybe we do like a Powell
Take
Street
BART
pickup?
In between. It's going to be a little tough to get out there to Montalvo. Maybe you go to Berryessa. You can get all the way out to Berryessa and then a shuttle. Get the shuttles going. Where are these rich fucks spending their money? People, get it together, you motherfucking bastards. Speaking of rich fucks, I went to SoX's fundraiser auction.
Rich fucks. That's funny.
On this last Saturday.
Yeah,
and I want to say bless all the people working at SoX. They really bust their ass putting that auction together.
Yeah.
And all the volunteers, of course. I volunteered. I was a bartender. And let me tell you, most of the people are super nice.
Oh,
but some of the people are a little bit of a pill just coming in. Not being too friendly.
Tell me more. I like to hear all
I feel
about
like
it.
You really get a sense of who people are when you're in kind of a service position, you know?
Oh, yeah, of course.
A lot of people just coming up being like, give me that, and then handing me their trash.
Oh, they're handing you their trash. Do they not have garbage cans out?
There's freaking garbage cans everywhere.
I'd be like, oh, the garbage can's right over there. You got to get. Yep.
No, I was giving full service reach arounds to these guys.
Oh, here's your drink. The garbage can's over there. Have a great one. Bye bye.
Yeah. I was getting so wet off these damn beer cans I was pulling out of the icy tub.
Sounds so relaxing.
But let me
refreshing.
Tell you, Maysoon, they made about $250,000.
Oh, that's fucking huge, actually. That's big for SoX.
Yeah, right?
Wow. It didn't even seem like the works were selling for that much to make that much money. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, just from when I looked
just
at the list.
A lot of gave money, too.
Oh, sweet.
I want to give a big shout out to everyone there. I want to give a shout out to Rula.
Our friend Rula.
She was helping me bartend.
Because Rula's the best.
Guys, put it on your schedule for next year because I really want to, like, there were lots of artists there. I want to see more artists there. I don't know. Maybe artists are going to other stuff, but.
You want
to
see more
what are you
artists
going
there?
To, guys? Well, I mean, let's artists get together. Remember when we had the parking lot art fair? We need something like that again.
Yeah. Why don't you call Jenny Sheriff?
I
want to
see all the artists together, guys.
That's really sweet.
I'm getting sentimental. Oh, it's the Scorpio eclipse.
Oh, it makes you sentimental.
I need to do all my grieving and then I will be done with it on the eclipse.
Wow, okay. I'm deleting the rest of our emails because it's all junk from here.
No, don't delete them. Yeah, we need to save every single one for the scrapbook. May soon.
I'm deleting the ones that are junk, dude. I'm getting rid of it.
I need to kiss each one. I need to hug and kiss each one.
No, listen, you do it from your own inbox. I got to clean up our inbox here. It's making me crazy.
May soon, I have something else I want to say about Chris
Grundner. Did you know that 500 Cap Street has a new interim director? Grundner.
Wait, who, what?
500 Cap has a new interim executive director.
Who is it?
It's a woman named Jennifer Rissler.
Jennifer Rissler from motherfucking SFAI? She was the provost.
Oh, see, I don't even know this shit. I guess so.
Oh, what the fuck?
That seems like a weird...
Out of the frying pan, into the fire.
Wow. Yep, Jennifer Rissler, interim executive director of 500 Cap Street.
Sweet Jesus Christ.
Okay, sounds like maybe not a great choice on your, from your perspective. But whatever, what do I know?
I mean, you know, most of what I knew of her was sitting across from her at the bargaining table with the union.
Mm-hmm.
So that wasn't a savory time for me.
Okay, well, that's happened.
Jesus Christ on a cracker.
Should I make a note for have that at our bingo party? Little crackers with Jesus Christ on
Jesus.
It?
Talking about Jesus?
No, just a cracker with Jesus.
I think just Ohio-sounding turns of phrase.
Any turn, okay. But I also think I should make an actual cracker with the print of Jesus on it for fun.
Yeah, please do that. Maysoon, we're right here in the thick of Taurus season. You have a very friendly and lovely Taurus there in your home.
I do, yeah.
Do you want to say a few words about the people in who listen to the show that need to know how to take care of a Taurus?
Well, you know how I am. I'm not good at this, like the horoscope stuff, even though I love talking about it and listening to other people talk about it. But I think you know, my Taurus is different from probably other people's Tauruses, but mostly there's, you know, you have to really like be available and listen and be supportive and also try to have a lot of fun and be very energetic with them.
And then we're going to be blasting full bore into Gemini season.
I know Gemini too. I mean, I know a Gemini. Sorry.
I'm sure you know tons.
Probably, but just there's one that I can think of. Your best friend, your close friend Ken Lowe is a Gemini.
Yes. And friend of the show, Carrie Hott. Sahuko is a triple Gemini.
Oh, geez. Oh, yeah.
So watch out for that. We're having a couple artist talks over there at Real Time and Space, where my studio is, on May 10th from 7 to 9. Come on by. There'll be drinks and snacks. And that's going to be with artists Toria Cummings and Angel Anjos.
Anjos.
I think it's really Anjos.
Can you say it with more?
I don't know, though, because I only know Portuguese, not Brazilian Portuguese. We're keeping a positive mental attitude. We're keeping some positive self-talk going here as we're blasting. Who, me?
Yeah.
Why?
Was being at SOEX all day just too much for you? Psychologically,
you mean like for my mental,
like you were power? There from like what, four in the, you were there Friday and then you were there Saturday from like 4 a.m. until midnight, remember?
What the heck, where at SOEX? No, I
weren't,
was
you like
not?
Standing guard and stuff from like 4 to 8 and then
standing guard,
weren't you like the higher
what,
security
the
hand?
Were the Vikings trying to circle
the
art
Vikings menu? Were definitely circling. I saw them.
Oh man, that would be pretty funny if they were. That's like a Monty
Python.
Did
thing. They do any? I feel like, I want like, nah, whatever. Sorry, I just all of a sudden wanted like a performance to happen.
Yeah.
I want more weirdo shit. That's the thing I like about this fucking pyramid scheme. It's just weirdo shit, and it's just fun. There's not like it's
let's
not
get
heavy
the weirdo
conceptual,
shit going.
You know,
I want fun stuff.
Let's get the under the bed shit. Let's get some weird fucking
get the
shit
under
going.
The bed shit. We got to do that. We got to start that. Maybe
get
soon.
The like in the garbage
That's
can
our new
gallery
iteration.
Show. I don't know. There are all sorts of things you can do.
Well, we got to get these young kids to do it. You know,
where
they've
are
got
the
all
young
the time
kids?
And energy.
We're not even the young kids anymore. What do we know what they want to do?
Look, everybody, Saturday, get to Bass and Reiner, talk to the young kids that are putting their weirdo ass macrame up in the fucking gallery and say, hey, you and you and you and they'll look at each other and they'll be like, I'm shy. And then we're going to be like, no, you're best friends now, and go start a gallery under your bed.
Okay, so should we do that on Saturday? Should we just go like hover around and watch people and then start?
Yeah, we should make flyers. Let's make flyers and be like, hey, young people, take your parents' money and start a gallery.
That's the best.
Okay, but take make it really wacky and cool. You know, Hot House Gallery has a lot of cool shit going on.
Where's didn't Hot House Gallery? Did we get an email from them?
Did you already
I didn't see it. I didn't delete anything.
Hot House Gallery has a new show up. Get it.
A new art gallery located in the 4-Star Theater at 2200 Clemens Street.
The 4-Star Theater. Yeah.
4-Star Theater.
We got to get in there. We got to get everywhere. We got to get out.
I do want to go to the In Concert show before that comes out. Yes. How long is that one up?
Okay, we got to get to everything. Also, Ed Al is having a reading with motherfucking Eileen Miles on Thursday.
Ed Al's fucking superstars.
Hell yeah. Okay, so get to everything. I'm going to be laying in my bed from the bridge.
To the me watching the Warriors game from my bed on the other bridge.
Oh my god, to the island in between. This has been Congratulations, Pine Tree!